Going back to the New Testament text that was read to us just a moment ago, it reads to us once again in verse 34 of chapter 13. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. I don't have any scientific proof of this, but I would venture to bet that of all the popular songs that we hear on the radio or in other places that we have, I am sure that almost all the songs that we know of talk about love. Would you agree with that? Now, I'd like to tell you about a few songs that I have heard that really stuck out to me about love. Now, many of you may know the late Minnie Riperton. And she sang Loving You, one of her most favorite songs. And she has a line in this song that says, because loving you is easy because you're beautiful. And every day of my life is filled with loving you. So we have her. Or my favorite artist, Mary J. Blige, the queen of hip-hop. Now, I had mentioned this a few years ago when the Thomas's daughter got married over at White Memorial. And I had talked about the song when they were of that age, Real Love by Mary J. Blige. Real love. I'm searching for a real love. Someone to set my heart free. Real love. I'm searching for a real love. Well, or maybe it might be the song by Tina Turner. What's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion? Isn't that something? And there are many, many other songs that I can recite to you that somebody is talking about love. Either love that they're looking for, love that they had, or more often, love that they lost. We find out that although we have these millions of songs and others that talk about love, that we just can't seem to get it right. We just can't seem to love one another, especially in the society in which we live in today, that life is anything but love. So how is it, if we are called Christians, following in the way of Jesus Christ, that we can love one another? You see, love was a major focus of Jesus as Jesus walked upon the earth. And Jesus was getting closer and closer to the time of his glorification, his life, death, and resurrection on the cross. And we find out here that out of all the people that he loved these disciples. Now, these disciples were just like you and I, couldn't get it straight, couldn't get it right, messed up, couldn't understand what Jesus was talking about, but yet he still loved them for who they were. And as he loved them, he was letting them know not only was he not going to be here any longer, but he was letting them know what I'm going to leave you with. That is my commandment, that you must love one another. Now, keep in mind, I want you to know that in order to love somebody else, you have to love those that are going to hurt you. Because we find out here in this text, if you know anything about it, as he was speaking about loving one another, there was somebody around that table that was going to betray him. So when we talk about love, we talk about love that's sweet, love that's kind, love that's syrupy. But if you're talking about really loving in the way of the Jesus, you got to love those who don't love you. And there's a whole lot of people out there that give love but don't get this love back. The other day last night I had finished watching a Netflix series, The Widow, by the actor Kate Beckinsale. And what was happening here in this particular, not on Netflix, I'm sorry, Prime, Amazon Prime. I'm getting my stuff mixed up. It was Amazon Prime. And as the story goes, she was married to a young man in London, and come to find out, he had taken a job and was over in the Congo, and there was some type of conflict when he was over in the Congo, and he was on this flight that was blown up, and they thought he was dead. But she did not believe that he was dead, so she went over to the Congo to find out for herself whether this guy was dead. Come to find out, she had been suffering from him not being there. They had also lost a child when they were married back in England. And so she was suffering from that and suffering from this man. Talking about, I love him. I'm trying to find him. She went through different camps. She went through drug dealers. She went through the army and everything else. Come to find out, when she found him, the man that she loved, not only was he wrapped up in something that was illegal and had to hide himself, he was married with another child. Sometimes life and love is like that, isn't it? How many of us have had the strength to love somebody who hurt you? How many of us have been stabbed by in the back by our efforts when we say we love somebody face to face? How many of us used to run with our friends and family members and our colleagues, and they said they loved us and supported us, but ran away from us? How many of us have found ourselves loving somebody and not getting that love back? It's a terrible, terrible situation, is it not? But yet, that is the same thing that Christ has gone through with us. Because if we look at the love that Christ has given us and what we have returned in kind, I think we'd be in the same type of situation, would we not? We have found that this God who has loved us and created us into who we are, we find out we do the same thing to the God that loves us. Knowing full well, we sit here, we pray prayers, whether it's a canned prayer or whether it's a sincere prayer, talking about we're going to follow the ways of God and love God, and as soon as we leave these doors, something else happens. We find out, brothers and sisters, that loving one another is not always going to be easy. Loving somebody else is sometimes going to be difficult. Loving someone that has hurt you, that has talked about you, that has left you high and dry, that has fired you, that has left you when you were sick. How can you keep on loving somebody in those type of situations? But it's God who still loves us through God's Son, Jesus Christ, that we can't give up. And see, not only do we have to love those who hurt us, we find out that Jesus loved those who were on the outside, who didn't necessarily run in the same circles in which we find ourselves in. See, Jesus, over and over again within the text, we find out that he hung out with those that were socially unacceptable. When he would be with the woman caught in adultery, or maybe when he was with the woman at the well, or maybe when he went to the Pharisees' home and others. See, he hung out with those that were considered unlovable by the society in which he found himself in those times. And see, if we're called to love somebody else, you have to get away from the ones that you hang out with. You see, because we tend to stay with our own. We tend, like everybody else, we tend to be with those who are going to give us good words. That's going to be there for us when something happens. But brothers and sisters, that's just singing in the choir. If we're truly talking about loving somebody else, we're going to have to get beyond the four walls of this church. Because we've got a whole world out there of people who have been unloved. And look, some of them have been in the church. And the reason why they're out there is because the church did not love them for what they were doing. We find out, brothers and sisters, that as we are called to extend the love to those on the outside don't want to necessarily hear what you have to say. And when Jesus went around in Galilee and in other parts, he preached that word. Some heard and some didn't want to hear what he had to say. See, oftentimes we will only love others who will extend that same love back to us. But love doesn't necessarily work that way within our lives. We have to be able to go forth and extend that love to the homeless. Extend that to love to people who don't necessarily like you. Extend that love to that one person at your job you just can't stand. You know how it is. Want to just get on your nerve. And then you have to extend that love to the tattletale. Everything that you do, they go tell the boss. Why are you just going to mind your own business? You have to extend that love even to those of another color who don't like you because of the color of your skin. See, it was back what my mama used to tell me. Although people may not like you because of the color of your skin, you don't share that same hate for them. You still have to continue to love them Because God has loved you first. Because you'd be caught in the same trap of hate and the circle of hate where they had been. And our parents, at least my parents, taught me, you got to be better than that, son. Because there's a whole lot of people you're going to not be around when you get up there. And you'll be able to love everybody for who they are. We have to be able to love those. And maybe the reason why people don't necessarily come to the institutional church is because they have not been loved. Maybe it's because you have to be just like the people in the pews. Maybe it's because you have to have a certain amount of money or a certain amount of pedigree to be a part of these congregations. Maybe we tell them God doesn't love them because of who they are and what they have done. Maybe we don't show love to them because they live on the wrong side of the tracks. Maybe we don't love them because they don't have a degree or they work in a certain career that is not what we would think is the best. If we're talking about loving somebody else, we'd be able to love people, as the old song says, just as they are. We have to be able to understand, brothers and sisters, that we are truly the people of God. Where we are, love knows no boundaries. Love doesn't put up walls. Now, keep in mind, you may not like what they're doing, but Jesus don't like what we're doing. Jesus calls us not just to like, but to love. And yet, loving one another also means that love has to be freely given. We like to put conditions on love. If you give me $200, then I give you $200. I had a friend yesterday, I had two friends, who called me yesterday. I was on Facebook, and apparently these little fake things are going around on Facebook. Someone asking for $100, like in Facebook Messenger. I had no idea about this. So I had a friend that had texted me, she sent me on Facebook Messenger, "Well, Byron, you might want to go look at your Facebook page. Are you asking for $100? I said, "No." I said, "I could use it if you ask for it." But I didn't ask for it. She said, "I thought because the way they were talking didn't sound like you." I said, "Well, thank you." Then somebody else called me yesterday, long distance called me. Said, "I saw this notice on Facebook." And I said, "Reverend Wade asking for $100. I just saw that. The church is being built. And they, why does he need $100? Then they asked him for $200. I said, "That wasn't me." There are a lot of people perpetrating love out there. There are a lot of people who are not acting to your best interest, but they're doing it out of sense of what they call love. We find out that too often we attach strings to our love. Oh, we love the wrong things. We, instead of loving God, we love other stuff. I'm always reminded of KRS-One and Boogie Down Productions, and they sing in the song, "Love's Gonna Get You." It says here, "You know that's why, man, I be telling you all the time, you know love. That word love is a very serious thing. And if you don't watch out, I tell you that love's gonna get you." You see, because loving the wrong thing is going to get you in a lot of trouble if you know anything about that song and what it represents. But Jesus gave love without strings. Jesus gave us unconditional love, the same love that a mother has for a child or a parent has for their children. You see, love can't be with expectations coming back. All we're called to do is to freely give love. And if we freely give love, you may not get back what you've given out. But yet, it's not about the receiving back. It is about seeing ourselves in the eyes of a Savior who loved us so much that he gave us his Son. We find out, brothers and sisters, here today, that we're talking about loving somebody. It has to not be words, but it also has to be actions. For we find out within the text that Jesus not only said he loved them, Jesus acted upon that love. Even here, within the confines of John 13, he was so overcome about what was going to happen to him and his love for them, he sat down at the table and took a basin of water and a towel and washed their feet. Now, I know you have to love somebody to wash their feet, number one. That's a whole different story. But the humbleness of that is to go to the length of loving somebody when you don't want to. is not just what we say. Love is also what we do. For Jesus told them that if you call me, if you are going to be my disciples, show that same love to others. Loving somebody else is not just the eros love that we talk about, but loving somebody else is also in our deeds. If we see somebody down, do we give them a word? If we see somebody in need, do we help them? If we see somebody being treated wrong, do we stand up for them? That is what love is. And love often is doing something for somebody who don't even know who you are. You see, brothers and sisters, loving somebody is not easy. And loving somebody else is not an option. It doesn't say, I give you a new option to love one another. It says, I give you a new commandment to love one another. Love for all of us who are a part of Jesus Christ is not an option. Love is a commandment. And when you're commanded to do something, there are some consequences if you don't do it. It is not a choice, but it's a commandment that we must go forth and love somebody else, brothers and sisters. That same love, that undivided love that Christ has given us, is that same love that we must share with somebody else. The song says, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Not necessarily by what we say, but also by what we do. You see, brothers and sisters, it's time for us to love somebody else. To love them for who they are. Love them even if you don't want to. Because you don't have a choice. Well, you do have a choice, but you don't have a choice. Christ has given us a new commandment to love one another. Now, on the face of it, the text tells us that Jesus originally talked about loving those who follow Christ. Now, we have a hard enough time doing that. But yes, we look at John 3:16, so God so loved the world. Not only do we love those who are inside the fellowship of the church, but God calls us to love those who are on the outside. And maybe if we show love, maybe that's how our churches will grow. If we show love, that's how maybe people's hearts will be turned. If we show God's love, maybe that's how we can come together as a unified people and show the world that love overcomes hate. It is through our example that Christ has given us, the commandment to love one another, that we will be judged on, amongst other things. That is where it comes down to us, brothers and sisters, that there's only one commandment that Christ has given us, to love one another. And if we're able to do that and to show that, then we will show ourselves approved in front of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.